Hello guys! Firstly, thank you so much to all our new and existing Patreon supporters. Your support gives us the time to write more stories, think of more silly settings, and spend more time doing our very best to make each episode as lively and entertaining as we can. Remember, when you support us, you can get an extra bonus story every week, a shout out on the show, a personalized birthday story, and a personalized Christmas story, and Buy Kids for Kids stickers to stick wherever you want to stick them, and you get our deepest thanks. We have a very interesting episode for you today. It's about a silly wizard named Wizzlethorpe, who goes to space. This weekend's bonus Patreon episode is all about his magical hat. All right, let's hear who the superstars are on this episode.
My name's Chelsea. I'm 4 and I'm living in Oregon in America and I love giraffes.
My name is Leo. My age is 7 and I live in Southwest Colorado. And my favorite thing is books, pets, and basketball.
My favorite Buy Kids story is The Golden Guitar.
Hi, I am Jaeyoung Lee, 5 years old. I'm from Korea, living in Singapore.
I love chocolate unicorns and chocolate hearts and chocolate bunnies.
My favorite Buy Kids story is Tito the Piper.
Well done, guys. You are fantastic. Okay, Ruby. Let's get on with the story.
An unintended journey. On the magical island of Majimajura, there lived a peculiar wizard named Wizzlethorpe. He wore a bright polka-dotted vest, striped trousers, and a cloak made from a patchwork of fabrics. He was rather clumsy and forgetful, and would not only put on different socks, he also often wore mismatching shoes. On his head, he proudly sported a massive, floppy wizard's hat, known far and wide as the Smarty Topper. This hat was a spectacle in itself, covered with jingling bells that chimed like a chorus of cheerful birds, feathers that fluttered like a flock of colourful butterflies, and even a spinning propeller on top. Wizzlethorpe's workshop was a sight to behold, a place filled with bubbling cauldrons, magical trinkets, and dusty spellbooks. Now, let me explain to you what teleporting means. Teleporting is a magical ability that allows someone to disappear from one place and reappear instantly in another. It's like a wondrous shortcut where you don't have to walk or fly to get somewhere. You just cast a spell and poof, you're there. Wizzlethorpe, being the inventive wizard that he was, had an idea brewing in his head. He believed he could create a spell for teleporting, something that would make his magical abilities famous throughout Majimajura and impress all the wizards and witches at the Fantastica Folly Academy. One bright morning, Wizzlethorpe decided it was time to bring his idea to life. He put on his patchwork cloak and set about gathering the ingredients for his spell.
Moonbeams, dewdrops, and a handful of shimmering stardust.
As he stood at his workbench, with a cauldron bubbling and his spellbook open wide, Wizzlethorpe began to chant the spell he had crafted.
Tegaportegatalis, Marvella Mundo.
The air around him crackled with energy, and he felt a bit tingly. In a blink, he vanished, leaving behind nothing but a trail of sparkling stardust. He found himself in the Goblin Grove, a place filled with enchanted mushrooms, shimmering ponds, and the occasional cookie tree. With a mischievous grin, he plucked a purple cookie from a low-hanging branch. he mumbled with his mouth full.
Teleporting is indeed marvelous.
As the last bite vanished into his belly, Wizzlethorpe tried the teleportation spell again. With a determined flick of his wand, he muttered,
Tegaportegatalis, Marvelopoo!
But this time, his fingers twitched nervously and he mumbled the spell all wrong. Instead of reappearing in his cozy workshop, Wizzlethorpe found himself in a very strange place. It was like nothing he had ever seen before. He was in a metal room that glowed with strange glowing lights, and buttons and levers covered every surface. Wizzlethorpe's eyes widened in astonishment, and he clutched his wand tightly as he tried to make sense of it all. Little did he know, he was in an alien spaceship. Three aliens had heard the noise and came rushing in. The first alien was Zorka, a glowing creature with scales that shimmered like wobbly jelly. Zorka had eyes like swirling galaxies and webbed fingers that glowed as if there were lights inside them. The second alien was Rumbleflap, a furry little creature with paws as big as Wizzlethorpe's head. Rumbleflap's eyes sparkled with curiosity, and its tail swayed from side to side. It communicated through a series of chirps and musical hums. The third alien, Flark, was quite the opposite. Flark had a metallic, robotic appearance. Its eyes were like twin lasers, sharp and piercing. Now you can imagine how astonished Wizzlethorpe was when he found himself surrounded by these extraterrestrial beings. The aliens, too, were very surprised. They exchanged curious glances as they tried to work out what was going on. Wizzlethorpe, trying to keep his cool, stammered,
Greetings. I'm Wizzlethorpe. I am a humble wizard from the land of Majimajura. I seem to have, teleported here by accident. I assure you I mean no harm.
The three aliens spoke to each other for a bit, and then Zorka stepped forward.
Greetings, Wizzlethorpe, of the land of Majimajura. We are Rumaserians, explorers of the galaxy. Your arrival is most unexpected, but we come in peace.
Wizzlethorpe was astonished.
How fascinating. Lumaserians, you say? What a delightful name. Where exactly are we?
Well, you are on our spaceship, the Zigzag Zipper. We're gathering information about your world.
Aha! How very interesting. A spaceship, you say? I've never heard of one. Might I have a look around?
The Lumaserians were intrigued. Rumbleflap made a few chirpy sounds and Flark said,
Follow us, human!
And off they went to explore their spaceship's magical wonders.
It's like entering a wild carnival in space,
Wizzlethorpe exclaimed.
The walls are painted in such bright colors, pink, blue, and yellow. The floors bounce like trampolines. It's like I'm walking on air. And look at all these buttons and levers. And on the walls, there are moving pictures. How extraordinary! And what is this strange box?
Try and peek into it,
said Flark with a slight giggle.
Hello,
said Wizzlethorpe while Rumbleflap clicked a button. There was such a deafening noise that he stumbled backward and fell onto the floor in shock. He soon recovered and said,
The Fantastica Folly Academy, will be extremely interested in this.
The what?
Asked Zorka.
The Fantastica Folly Academy. It's the school of wizardry and witchcraft at home in Majimajura.
Oh, but you're not going home,
said Zorka.
Now that you know our secrets, I'm afraid that you're coming with us.
Wizzlethorpe gulped. The aliens began to approach him.
A lifetime in space with these creatures?
He thought.
I think not.
He quickly muttered his spell.
Telepatica Talus, Malvello Monkey.
Nothing happened. He'd gotten the words wrong again. The aliens came even closer. Zorka raised a shiny metal weapon. Wizzlethorpe did not like the look of it at all.
Telepatica Puno! Mandela Marshmallow!
Again, nothing happened. The aliens began to surround him. Rumbleflap shot a strange beam of power from his eyes. And Wizzlethorpe began to lift into the air. In desperation, he shouted,
Teleportiga Taurus, Malvello Mundo!
In a flash of starlight, Wizzlethorpe vanished from the spaceship's metallic chamber and reappeared back in his beloved workshop. He let out a sigh of relief, feeling the familiar warmth of enchanted wood and magical trinkets around him. With trembling hands, he gently folded the teleportation scroll and placed it in a drawer and said,
I vow never to use this curse spell. The world above was very interesting indeed, but I must say, there's no place like home.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.